Good morning. Morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. Geshe will be here in a few minutes, and when he does, if you're new to the center, if you will join us in standing out of respect for Geshe and his teachings, and you'll see a few people prostrating, and if you're uncomfortable doing that, you're welcome to remain standing. And we will be saying some prayers in this. You are sitting in a chair, if you get, please get the copy. Well, we have so many people, so few people, you probably get the one in front of your chair. And we'll be saying prayers on the first bay sheet and the bottom of the first pink sheet. Geshe-la's intention is to teach from this book, The Art of Happiness, which is available in our bookstore. He has talked about happiness a lot, the pursuit of happiness, how to get happiness, and so forth, how to create the causes and conditions for happiness, but we haven't actually, you know, gone into and mentioned any sections in this text yet. So, I guess we can just sit and make our minds ready to hear the teachings. We can recall our motivation for being here. And as Master Gurmukhin Rinpoche Losam Dalek said, no one forced you to come here. So from the moment you stepped out the door to come here, you've been accumulating a lot of merit. And we should also rejoice that we have this precious human life, the ability to hear the teachings, to be in a country where we're free to practice religion, the religion of our choice. We have the means to get here. And we have the intellectual capability of understanding the teachings. And most of all, to have a teacher that is of high quality with a Geshe degree that came from a great monastery, Sarah J. Monastery in India. So let's turn to the first bay sheet. And let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye soha. Sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chede don de we you don dem bottom of the first pink sheet, and let's chant those two mantras at the bottom. Chenrezig mantra 8 times and Green Taurus mantra 7 times.
Everybody should think about all the people in the prayer list. Okay. So this is our contribution for all the people in the prayer list.
Oh. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Good morning. Good. How you sleep last night? Good? Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Best meditations. You know, sleep can be merit, virtues can be positive. Sleep can be positive. Probably the easiest way to, I say, create positive karma or merit. So, what do you call sleep yoga? Sleep yoga. There is no going to sleep, no thinking something good. So then when you fall asleep, all this gross level of, kind of consciousness temporarily cease, or maybe become inactive. Only mind is that active, six mental sciences. Only mind is a little bit active, it's called six mental consciousness. When you think about six consciousness, six senses. What is the last one? Mind is active. Anyway, so nothing wrong with enjoying sleep. Yeah, can be whole night, can be something good. Reason I'm saying that I just wake up. I'm very, very happy that you, all of you, put so much energy to build this, stupa, stupa. So much energy, there's a collection of energies, and continuously draw energy. I was thinking about last couple of weeks, thinking about the pyramid. They built pyramid, B-chip. Sometimes they experience death, the whole design is to draw energy. So I'm not sure what kind of energy they are thinking about, but here, that as holy people will visit the holy site. Because this is totally dedicated to help, to beneficent them being. So because of that, holy beings, you know, there's not just human, there's not just human. No, so of course the holy human will visit, you know, also that human, holy beings, mean there's no all kind of beings, you know, they're kind of like, how you say, become attract, you know, to this holy object. So anyway, inside that stupa, you know, contain a lot of good relics, so I'm thinking that all of us, you know, we should take advantage. So as I mentioned yesterday, you know, like, have pets, you know, there's all kinds of pets people have, you know, like from cockroach to all the way down, I'm not sure this, I can't count, but, you know, because I'm seeing the cockroach, you know, that's something that is not something desirable that people usually don't like. So the other hand, you hear people have cockroach pets. So anyway, so you can bring your, I'm not just joking, you can bring your animals, you know, there's, you are giving something very, you know, something very good. My cat, Ninja, you know, now she passed away. So I've been thinking, so I can't really talk to her, you know, so I can't really explain to her how important it is to go around the altar, but she's not going to understand. So then, you know, I give her some treat. Then she followed me, so I keep my treat in the altar. She goes, so then after no more treat. So the minute she knows that I'm in the altar, she just come to follow. First one round, no problem. She go by herself, just, you know, looking around. She kind of says little, but, you know, she kind of looks around there, goes around. Sometimes she goes a little bit, then she's going to sit there, then she still look around. Then I'm hoping that she won't go like that. So I'm hoping that she'll... And amazing, you know, then slowly, she comes three rounds, no problem. She just follows, you know, just goes. One time, Julie, our friend, Kentucky, she visited one morning. She's doing some practice. She is going around. All of a sudden, she feels something is following. Look at this, my cat, Ninja. She was really like amazing. You know? She learned. Maybe she's attached to me or something. She just go around there. So because of that, you know, when she passed away, it's like she choose this specific place to die, you know, the altar room. So she's laying in the her litter box. When Gishnama went there, she's like barely breathing. And Gishnama leave her there and do something. Gishnama, she's dying because like her belly is like moving very slowly. All of a sudden, disappeared. But there's in the downstairs, there's a number of steps to climb. Number of stairs to climb. So then Gishnama look around, she's in the altar room. And on my cushion, near my cushions. Facing towards the window. And now really, you know, like hard moving. So then Gishnama, I was in California, you know, leading some retreat there. So natural Gishnama was playing some, you know, some prayers. Then Gishnama went somewhere. When he come back, somehow Ninja turned again. And just, you know, looking to the window, looking at the altar like this, eye open. So she passed away. So I pretty, you know, like, I think Ninja did create probably a lot of merit. I think. So anyway, this is related to the stupa. So I think it's important to bring your pets, you know, if you really love, you can bring, so, you know, going around this, you know, holy object, you know, so much merit. So we all should take advantage. When you come, you know, go around one round, what I'm saying is, it'll be wonderful if you can go one round, you know, so then you yourself can read the benefit, you know, going around holy object. Then there's, you know, you did something very important. That day, just did something very important, going one round. So I really want, you know, you to read about the benefit of, you know, sarakma ambulations around the holy objects. And I want you to know by yourself, just read. There's books available. So then, you know, for this check advantage, you know, So this is totally dedicated to here, people whoever comes to the center to benefit them. So there's no doubt, 100% you will get benefit, because not because I go around that you are hoping you will get benefit. No, it's not like that. You yourself went around. Okay, so I just want to share that with you. Then we will do some meditations together. So, please, my friend, it's very, very important, including myself, and also the power of meditations. I've been said this many times. Why I said this many times, I think it's very, very important to us to understand the point, why we meditate, you know. What is meditation for? Gom top, nyumo chua, nyumo chua. Gom top, gom, meditation, top, power. Power, nyumo. How do you say, afflicted mind. Okay, negative mind. Chua means less. The power of meditation is to reduce our negative thought. Because of this negative thought, you know, then cycles, life cycles. not because life cycles, because you go to work, make some money, enjoying or candy. There's a lot of candy out there on the table. Not because of that life cycles, not because of, you know, you're enjoying your life, you know, eating nice food, eating, you know, cookies, cheesecake, and all this. No, not because of that. Because life cycles is because of, you know, this negative thought. Not because having a car or house, because of their life cycle, it's not like that. Only reason is, you know, this negative mind. So because of that, meditations, right from the beginning, is very, very important to understand the very purpose of meditation or power of meditation is to minimize my negative thought. Not good for me, not good for other people, not good for my friend, not good for my family. There's no good, just nothing good for anybody. So then keeping that in the mind, you know, so then there are, you know, different types of meditation that we can do. So then according to the text, it suggests, you know, it said, concentrations, you know, produce calm mind. Concentrations, okay? Concentrations produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Calm mind, peaceful mind, not produced by simply talking about calm mind, peaceful mind, peaceful mind. Okay. So good news, there's something that we can do. We can, you know, we can concentrate. Then wisdom liberates. Wisdom liberates from sufferings. Not like simple faith or some kind of prayer that you say. Not, it's not that simple. Need wisdoms, you know, to free or to relieve ourselves from suffering. So, this is the last two perfections out of six perfections. The last two perfections. How are you doing? Is too much talk? No? Yeah. So we are going to meet. Okay. This is meditation. I'm sure that you know. There's good things that you like to meditate. There's wonderful. There's wonderful things. The reason I'm saying, you know, sometimes, you know, time to time you talk to people, they come say, okay, oh, Gisela, I feel like this, all this, you know, samsaric things, you know, so that I think I'm really wasting my life. I don't agree. Because I don't agree, because based on the six perfections, I don't agree. The practice of six professions, you know. So I'm going to work all the time, you know, I'm kind of, you know, just thinking about making money, so I'm not sure, just, you know, sometimes. When you think about the teaching of the six professions, the first profession, the first four professions, you know, the profession of generosity, why you give, why? You know, what's the result of that? What's the result of giving, you know? What is the result of, you know, practicing living your life after ethics? What is the result of that? What is the result of practicing patience? what is this? The first thing about the first result of the first four perfections, and why those results are important. You know? So that clearly shows, like going to work, you know, taking care of yourself, you know. This is something that's important to do. It's not like going again, you know, like Buddha Dharma. Okay, so that's my reason. Because my reason is based on the six professions, teaching of the six professions. Only things, you know, this negative thought. How you say, like, scared the hell out of it. took me a long time to learn this word. Took me a long time to learn it. The last moment, then read, I do pay attention here a little bit, but I couldn't understand. So I kind of like, you know, to want to know that word. And the last time that I did pay really attention is to know that, unfortunately, when there's the Boston bombing happens, interviewing people, one person said that very clearly. Then I listened very carefully. The other person said, no, that person is near there. That's what he said. You know? So then after that, then I keep asking. I will send them a memo whenever I have the opportunity. I ask them, please, can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? So then they repeat. So then finally I think, did I go wrong? Right? Yeah. We don't ever say, you know, when it comes to a negative thought, we don't say that, you know, scare the hell out of it. We don't say that. That's why we should not surprise why we are not enlightened. We should not surprise why we don't go to dangerous places, because we say this word and we don't want to be there. No. So anyway, I think it would be nice, you know, if we can say that to anger, and jealousy. I think that's good, you know. So this is, you know, something really scare you. Yeah. So now, I think most of you know how to meditate. Most of you know. Are you here first time? Anybody here first time? Oh yeah. So most of you know. So I think, you know, having a wish to meditate, that's good because sake of your own happiness. Now the second step is also important to understand, you know, to that instructions that's been taught 1,000 years ago, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So, in order to do productive meditations, that we have, you know, we should learn, as I said, you know, wisdom liberates, you know, not just the wisdom is the wisdom liberates. So because of that, you know, no education, no wisdom. So no wisdom, then you know, so then no, how to say, freedom or liberation. So, okay. So, in order to do meditation, so there are, you know, please, if you have any questions, you know, here, you can talk to our, you know, members here, so two venerable nuns here, so they will definitely help. So what I'm trying to say is, my point is to learn, when you meditate, and to learn how to sit properly. It's not that difficult to learn. It's so easy to learn sit properly. So, the reason I'm, you know, emphasizing on that, Lama Marpa, you know, that's the great Tibetan masters, Milarepa's, probably you heard about Milarepa's teachers, Marpa, said there are many, many people meditate in Tibet, but none of them can compete the way I sit. There is a Marpa sit. You know? So then I think it's important, when we do something, we do it well. Otherwise, why you do? There's no reason to do. There's no reason. So when we do it well. So we do what we can do. When we do, then we do it well. Okay. So there are certain things that we cannot do. You know? So then we just wish. You know? There are certain things we can do. Then we do. Then when we do, then we do it well. So that requires some, you know, knowledge. Okay. So it's important to learn. So So that's how to sit properly, because according to Marpa, Lama Marpa, you know, saying something important, there are so many people meditating in Tibet, none of them cannot compete the way I sit. No, so that's whole meaning. That's like sitting postures is strongly related to the energy flow in your body channels, you know. It's not very important, okay? Because why? Because these things do cause, you know, discomfort, physical discomfort, mental discomfort. So then sitting properly will ease them. The bottom line is all about happiness, okay? It's all about happiness. From the broader point of view, happiness for all living beings. You know, liberation for all living beings. The small scope, you know, liberation for oneself. That's why we meditate, you know, not because, you know, you go to Kadamba Center and then you are supposed to meditate according to the system. That's nonsense. We don't need to meditate. You know, if you think you need to meditate, I think so to learn, it's better to learn. Okay, instructions. So, number of ways to build concentrations. So we will do like simple. First, simple breathing meditations, which you have to probably like, say what you do. You just exhale. At the beginning, it's quite a challenge. See what it says. It says we breathe in and out 21,000 a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. Hard to believe. exhale. From nose, inhale, one, you count one, exhale, each time you inhale you count, so maybe you can do 21, 30, like that. If you are having no difficulties, you can say word, out, in, but at the same time, that's one, out, in, that's two, same time, make sure that we count correctly, without mistake. 21 times, okay. So this is like putting all your mental energy in your on your breath. That's called breathing meditation. So any happiness that you gain of doing these meditations, that is true happiness. So then for a beginner, I think it's important to do short and many. Not then when you become very familiar, then long few. At the beginning, not long few. Make sure that when you think about the breathing meditation, you get kind of feeling of throw up. So when you see the cushions, meditation cushions, so that you don't want to go close because, you know. So skillful, short, and for beginner, short many. So now, here, placing your attention or all your mental energy closely on physical, on breath, on form, on sound. There are, you know, what you call, on feeling. So, imbalanced mind cause imbalanced energy. Energy, whether there's balance or imbalance, it will go through our channels. We cannot stop. So, every single mind comes with no energy. So, how to balance? Now, how to balance? The question, how the mind become imbalanced? Because there's like energy has been like, has a scatter. That's how mind become imbalanced. So that create, that, you know, cause physical discomfort. That create imbalanced energy, many imbalanced energy going through the channels cause physical discomfort. So, this whole yoga about, you know, idea behind yoga is all about that. Physical, you know, yoga doesn't mean physical yoga. Yoga simply means, you know, practice. So then the physical, whole idea is, you know, to produce physical comfort. That's all the idea about doing yoga. Right? Same here, you know. So only with, according to ancients, you know, like according to Buddhist teachings, you know, only way to balance your mind is not somebody else is going to balance your mind. You yourself learn something, then you yourself then is going to balance your mind. How? You concentrate. Okay. The breathing at the beginning is maybe difficult, but you say if you are having problem recognizing, counting your breath, you can say out, in, without losing the counting. Yeah. If you decide to count 21, you could count 100. See, first you think 21. Okay, then out, in. So then when you become very familiar, so then, you know, this breathing meditation could conjoin with another part, another, you know, little bit deeper level of practice, what we call Tonglen. Tonglen, giving in. Giving, sending, giving and taking, you know, practice. Okay. That's something we can talk later if you are interested. Okay. So, then, you know, going around the stupa, also you can do, you know, walking meditation. It's not been done in Tibetan traditions. It's not been done. It doesn't matter, you know, long as it benefits you. It's, you know, also walking meditation you can done around the stupa, you know. then like putting your whole attention to your physical movement. So now here, the one simple meditation, what we do, one simple meditation, put it like this. This is all, you know, trying to learn how to put all mental energy, how to place that energy closely to certain, not many objects, just one object. No, so we don't need to learn put on many, many objects because we've been doing this a long time. So now we need to know how to learn how to gather those energy into place on one thing, one object, rather than, you know, 10 different objects in one time. So that's, you know, that's how mind get imbalanced. Okay? Why you concentrate? Because I was inspired or aspire. And so there's to, you know, the aspiration. How you say aspire? Oh yeah. Probably a couple of months to learn the word correctly, but you know, aspire. I'm aspired by calm mind. I mean, I'm look for calm mind. You know, rather than just seeing somebody come down. That's not that easy to come down. You can say that, you know, come down. You know, then don't we say come down, take deep breath? That's not enough. You can say that very easily, but that's not enough. You know? Calming your mind down, that it requires some more than that. You know? So while you meditate, you know, yeah, calm mind, you know, calm mind. That's why you meditate, not because oh, yeah, I go to Kadapa Center. So that's nonsense. You know? Just reason is calm mind, calm, peaceful mind. Someday, chi-shi, someday, concentration, shi. No, has a peaceful mind. Sunday chishi. Okay? That's why you concentrate. Not because you're trying to want to become something. Oh, Sunday chishi. So then, no, this meditation is invented in Thailand. Thailand, I think. Some monks there, probably that monks, it is not Thai monk, actually it's Western monks. Living in Thailand many years, probably learning meditations, come up with these simple ideas. And I say, placing your attention closely on physical. And Tibetan word called lu, body, lu, or physical, lu, temba, mindfulness, nyewa sha, nyewa means closely, sha means place, lu temba nyesha. But in my monastery, we don't do that, okay? So that's one thing. My monastery, we don't do that. But we do have this meditation, but we'll do something differently. We don't move our physical body. So anyway, this is good to learn, okay? There will be like 14 movement, okay? 14 movement. So now, whole idea is to be aware, you know, be aware and be fresh, be aware. And like of your physical movement. That's why you are trying to put all your attentions placed very closely on physical movements. Okay? So first this hand you put like this and slowly you move up like this. First you press like this. Picture yourself. Then slowly turn like this, slowly on here. So maybe next time it's good to have something to hang so that I can sit there, everybody can sit from here. So let's see, this is my hand on my lap, okay, just see. So then slowly you open that up, slowly, with full awareness. Not with, okay, what is my refrigerator? Do I have enough cheese to eat for breakfast? Not like that. So this whole idea is like placing all your mental attentions, placing very closely. They say, Jamba Nyawasha. It's not like, you know, maybe like get close. No, Jamba Nyawasha. Placing very closely on this moment. First one, slowly move. This first movement. Okay? This is my lap. My lap. That's how I'm sitting like this. Your lap, like this. Or you can also sit on a chair, you know, like that, but here, like this. Is it clear? So then, just imagine my lap is here. Slowly, with full awareness. Then, up, second movement. It's not that hard because I'm sitting here, so that's why. This is the first movement, then second. Simple here. You know, that's good. You have to alert. You have to be fresh. You have to be, you know, your whole attention is here. It's not there. It's not here. It's not there. It's here. So the same, slowly this. Then like this. So then move this first hand, move this up. Then open. Then way down. Then put it back like this. Then up. Then going out now. There's 14 movement. Each side is 7. There's 14 movement. So then you learn, you do, then you get benefit. Or instead of thinking, okay, I'm going to hire maybe Gishgalev to meditate for me. There's sometimes that people do that, you know, in Mount Kailash, when they go around, there's a 32-mile loop, one loop, 32 miles. So people, you know, the holy side is important that people do go there. Sometimes, oh, there's sometimes people there, I'm not sure how they start. So then you hire somebody, you pay somebody, then they go round. Like that. So that's also for, you know, like that. You are doing yourself, you get all the benefit, you know. So I hope this practice will not start here. Okay, I'm going to hire somebody to go around the stupa. Bad idea, no good idea. So we need to prevent that right from the beginning. Oh yeah. So this is no concentration, how to concentrate, okay? So we learn two things, no. Place our attention very closely on our breath, then the physical movement. So in the walking meditation, you can do walking meditation, be fully aware. When you raise, then cross, then place. Arise, cross, then place, you know, like that. So that also meditation can be conjoined with, you know, something deeper meanings. But, you know, being aware of your physical movements, that's walking meditation about, you know, being aware of your physical movement. You know. So when you, so this whole, this is all, this is, you know, being mindful, why is important being mindful, you know, being mindful. Just reminding yourself, being mindful. So that's why calm mind, peaceful mind. That's why, nothing else. That's why. No. So then, benefit, immense benefit for on health, immense benefit on mind. No. So so that's why. Okay. So I just want to share that with you. Oh yeah, so then you know, Buddhism is quite deep, quite complicated. The more you learn, so what we need to do, we need to learn something simple that you can do on a daily basis. And yeah, when you read, you know, like there's a lot of things to learn. It all comes down. You know, so as I said that many times, so I'm hoping that you pay some attention. It all comes down on, you know, how to think positively. When we wake up, when we are moving, how to think positively. You know? So that's why, you know, the Lam Rim teachings begin with second topic in Lam Rim teachings, precious human life. That's something that we need to think. you know, rather than just believing your mind, you know, you are not good, you are this, you are that, you know, you did this wrong, that, oh, of course, on and on and on, no good. Just thinking about how precious my life is, just thinking about that, you are doing Metlamdi meditation, you are doing Metlamdi meditation, whether you know everything in the Lamdi meditation, as I said, what we can do, we should do, you know, if you think something is very important, something is, you know, importance, then there are certain things we cannot do at the moment, we just wish, maybe someday we can do, okay. Thinking, I think this is very important, you know, precious human life, so, you know, easy to understand, but experiential understanding of what is precious human life, that takes time. That takes time, you know. Precious human life. So something that, you know, like so meaningful. That you say, I don't think that my life is so very meaningful. So, you know, then somehow that you keep living that levels, and it could get worse and worse and worse, you know. So that's not good, you know. So what Lama Tsongkhapa said, Shakyamuni Buddha, 2,500 years ago, what Shakyamuni Buddha said, you know, what he said, you know, he did 6 years solid meditation, 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi trees, really focus inside. So that person, you know, come up with this, you know, or finds out, you know, this life is not something to be wasted or something to be ruined, you know, because of this and that, you know, it's too long or too short, you know, it's too, like, too dark, too yellow, too blonde, you know, all this, you know, it's too curly, or maybe too straight, you know, so there are all kinds of things, you know, that's hard to imagine, you know, so many things we follow, but we don't follow what Shakyamuni Buddha said. We don't pay attention. So, experiential understanding of precious human life, this is necessary. That's the beginning of the Lamrim. That's how Lamrim began. You know? Or maybe people don't like because I'm becoming, then there's so many things goes on and on and on and so on. No? So, better to have to listen a little bit what this is. Okay? So, then you are doing Lamri meditations, because you are doing precious human life. You know, so thinking about, you know, like, as I said this many times, not because I don't think that you don't understand. I do know that you understand, you know, but it's important to something that we should talk about again and again, and something to think about again and again, okay? In order to gain experiential understanding, means next time when you say precious human life, it means something rather than just a word. So many problems in the chokla hijidunga this. People who are well up, their suffering is more related to the mind. Okay? Chokla hijidunga. Member number religious. People who are not well up, materially, when they're well up, more physical problems. You know, see, when you go to Nepal, India, a lot of physical problems there. Dunga ni jiji dentis, dunga, suffering, there's two types of suffering. Suffering that is related to the mind, chokla. People who are well up, more mental. So when I say mental problem, does it sound like there's somebody's like, when I say mental problem, it's kind of like when I, because I still think in Tibetan, you know, I cannot think in English. I'm thinking in Tibetan, so when I think in Tibetan, the word, it sounds like crazy. It sounds like, you know. So crazy, I think that's another thing, you know, the word has been widely used in here. So in my culture, crazy means, you know, there's something that went out of mind. Crazy in my culture means nut. peanut butter. Nut. So you say nut? Same spelling?
Yeah.
Peanut butter? So I'm not sure why that's what I'm not sure. Why was that the nut? Huh?
Maybe
It's a shell or it's inside? Not. Why is what? Huh? The why is crazy? But it's not just crazy. Oh. Hmm. Oh yeah. yes, it's kind of like, you know, we don't say that in our language, we don't say it's very funny. Because you know, we say badam, badam is not. If you say someone, called badam, that is very funny, it doesn't make sense at all. doesn't make sense. It's like calling somebody pizza, you know. Like, yeah, just saying, you know, bread. This doesn't make sense, bread. Exactly like that. Anyway, So you understand or not. So anyway, so mental problem does not mean like that, no? That's a problem, that's what I'm hearing in my language. So anyway, chokla yijidunga, chok, you know, people who are well up, you know, that means, you know, bring well materially more mental problems, okay? Am I saying correctly, mental problems? It's not like, you know, that you are like crazy. But no, in some way we are all crazy a little bit. So anyway, mental problems, you know. Remember, not religious, people who are not doing materially well, more physical problems. Dunga ni ji ji din, dunga ni this, dunga sufferings. Ni to ji din, life that we live, or ji din, or ji din. Basing on something, but moment by moment changing. Constantly changing. That's the reality of our life. That's how you know. If you don't pay attention closely, then these two types of sufferings, kind of like I say, makes our life miserable. Another way they are saying this, not this is like called like 400 stanza of Matimanga Avatara, the text. You know, in that text, this is the word, the stanza. So then we are saying in Tibetan, you know, Kibu Rangi Machana Dubumi times means if you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. yeah. not always intentionally, you know, so that the way we read other people's, not always, you know, from their side. Sometimes the way we read other people's, you know. There's something that's very helpful, you know, so then, so then you realize, okay, really, I know, like, should have, you know, what you call fun. So now the question is how to if you don't the question is how to enjoy. That's now then it's easy to say it's complicated, kind of complicated. Okay. So they said no. Yeah, so coming Wednesday night class probably you may feel overwhelmed, a little bit overwhelmed reading all these learning books. But it's good to read. But you know, certain things that we can do, we do. Certain things, you know, we just wish, you know, in the near future that I can, you know, have more time to think about those practices. You know, we have to be practical what we can do and what, you know, like when it's come down to practice level. Okay, so bottom line is like as I said, it's all come down on how to keep your mind in positive state. Easy to say, not easy to do. Especially when you're facing something difficulties. We don't see, oh, this is a great opportunity to me to practice some patience. We don't say that. The first thought is, I don't want to be there. No, I don't want to be there. Other hand, talking about patience, and you don't. So then, how you develop patience? There's no, you have to. Only the way you can develop patience is when you face something difficult. So especially when you encounter some difficulties, thinking positive, not easy. Easy to say, and maintaining your positive thought from the morning. You're saying some prayer, and how to maintain that. You see somebody, you know, like, generally speaking, you know, generally speaking, like, looking at other human beings, any beings, any human beings, you know, with the eyes of loving kindness, greeting them, the heart of compassion. That's why sudden practice, when you conclude the sudden practice, it says, visualize every sound is some form of mantra. Not easy, you know, especially if somebody is screaming at you, yelling at you, how you can visualize there's a mantra. Maybe there's negative mantra, the one we can say, but that's not what's mentioned, you know. Say, every sound is para mantra. Every image you see is para. Wonderful idea, but when it comes to a practical level, that's not easy to do. Not easy to do. If you do, so much, immense benefit, no doubt, immense benefit. So this is all designed to help us to think good, see good, think good. No? So then, so no, how complex or complicated the Buddhism is, it all comes down to positive mind. Okay. So it's now time is a little bit. Something simple that you can do. Something simple you can do because you have jobs to do, you have work to do. You work probably pretty much 5 days a week. Something simple that you can do. Doesn't require so much time. Just sit. Every day, at least 5 minutes. Impossible not to find 5 minutes. Just sit and be silent and quiet and concentrate. How? Not, through physical movement, through breathing meditation, walking meditation, just to pay little attention to what is happening inside here. No, 5 minutes. Then you become slower, you know. Come not love much. We meet the kind of young man. They were never chung, we never chung, but several children, according to Shalideva. Come not love much. If you're trying to make familiar with something, there's nothing that you cannot become familiar. Familiar? They were never chung, we never chung, but several children. Therefore, if you learn how to tolerate certain small degree of pain, difficulties, then you will learn how to tolerate bigger difficulties, bigger sufferings. The Shantideva said, 8th century, how many centuries, many, many centuries ago, Shantideva, even we are not born at all, 8th century, somewhere there, Shantideva said that. This reason is very good. Kumna lava maju, we meet the kind of my soul. So, example that I frequently use when I came to this country, so I don't know how to type. I never touched computers, you know, I never saw computers. And when they come here, one of the members trying to teach me how to type. Goal is to type without looking at the keyboard, that's the goal. Right from the beginning, no way, impossible. How you can type, even not finding a keyboard. It takes 5 minutes to just find A, B, C, D, where it's located. And now the goal is to, you know, type without looking at the keyboard. Slow, with the good instructions. Very kind, gentle, want to help you, slowly, you know, encouraging you. So that says, even you are sitting on the table, just imagine, just visualize typing. that's called typing visualization. So I myself did that quite well, you know, so just visualize. slowly, so then now, no problem. But I don't type very well, but I can, I don't have to struggle to find the keyboard, I know where to look at it. So then when you go to Europe, then it's kind of screw up, because the keyboard is different locations. So then you realize breaking habit is not that easy, because your finger automatically go, suddenly keyboard, there's no, but it's where keys used to be located, now it's not more there, then So anyway, so that's goal, you know. So goal is, you know, like tabarantam, just good, tabarantam, just good. So that's her idea. But, you know, we have to begin somewhere, right? You can't just begin like from the, we have to begin somewhere. So then, you know, from your close one, that's how you practice loving kindness. We are talking about all living beings. That's kind of overwhelming. Practical level, you have to start from somewhere. You start with your close friend, you know, loving kindness, compassion. Then slowly, slowly move to the strangers. Then slowly, slowly move to, you know, enemies that we consider as enemy. That's how we begin. That's the order of, you know. It's easy to, you know, as a practice loving kindness, compassion towards someone that you care. Okay? So now the loving kindness is like, as a, if you notice that as a, the person is not having good time, not having, as a, not experiencing happiness, not having good time. So then that's the time you, you know, try all your best to contribute whatever way it takes to contribute him or her happiness. That's called loving kindness. Okay, loving kindness. If you have close ones experiencing sufferings, so then whatever it takes to help them to, as a, help lift them from there, you know, that's compassion. That's different between loving kindness and compassion. That's different. Compassion is contributing something that person is not having good time, not experiencing happiness, something that person is not, you try to contribute, give them. That's loving kindness. Compassion is not something that person is struggling with sufferings, that you're trying to liberate or free that person from their death, compassion. So compassion needs to observe some form of sufferings, then compassion grows. So having all of them, that then, you know, in order to gain very sincere, strong, fresh, some kind of strong feeling towards that, first you have to wish. You have to have wish, not just wish, very strong wish. Strong wish to liberate yourself from sufferings. Say you went through depressions. You understood what depression means. You understood that not just mere word. It means something to, because you experienced that. You went through that. Next time when you see that, you work so hard to overcome. Now you know what the depression is, you know how to overcome. When you see somebody going through depression, you have deep sympathies because you understand exactly what that person is going through. Rather than just, you know, become expert. You study in the school. It's not like that. You experience that. You have more sympathies. Then, other hand, person has no clue about depressions. How can you have, you know, like that person, you have experiential understanding of depressions. Other persons does not have experiential understanding of depression because the person never experienced depression. So then, you know, so that that's not, then you really want to help that person, you know. So it's like that. So you have to have wish, not just wish, very, very strong wish to liberate yourself from suffering. Then there's good chance that, you know, you will have genuine death for your close one, friend one, okay? So then slowly, so then you move on strangers. Then slowly, so you move on the enemies, people you don't like. So that's called universal compassion. It covers not just your friend, strangers, enemy. Then that's called universal compassion. But, you know, that's right from the beginning, thinking about that, it's kind of overwhelming. But it has to start from somewhere. So then start from the close one. No, family, close one. Sometimes you feel so comfortable that you deep down from your heart that you know that person is not going to hurt you. So then, you know, you say all kinds of things when you don't know, we are not being mindful. Then when we go out, then we're trying to represent present all our best. Then we are very careful. That's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. So, because you know from your heart that person is not going to hurt you, then you say, oh, I can say, you know, this thing, that thing. And I can say, oh, but I have to be very, very careful when I go out. You know? So that person deserves more from you. So then, you know, that's how you begin. we should practice loving kindness. Person, someone we feel very close, compassion. Then slowly, when you get, you know, kind of like strong, then, you know, then you move to strangers. So that's practical level, that's how you do. You know, so that you can just wish. You can just wish. You know, wishing is not that, you just wish, you know, that. But practical level, that's how you do. That's how you practice, okay? Then, so what we should do now, time is already passed. So, number of questions. I'll probably read in the second sessions all these questions. Stop the second session. We need to do some dedication. Yeah, that's good. Sunday there were dedication. It's up to you. So it's like the according to
here, oh, okay.
Piece of paper. 25. I'm telling this.
Okay.
Sarah's not here. We can just go.
So if you turn to the prayer book, pink sheet, where we saw the mantras at the bottom, just read at the top. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, through the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanak's victorious doctrine, and masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
I'm going to say this mantra. It takes only 1 minute, okay? Maybe 1.5 minutes, okay? So I kind of like stopped, not because, you know, intentionally, because there are so many things happening in the last couple of weeks. So reason I'm saying this mantra, so with my devotions towards the mantras, so then, you know, people, you know, like, when you talk to people or something, you know, especially the kids, you know, when they're having like suicidal thoughts, so then there's really nothing I can do. So So then I thought maybe like this reading, you know, reciting the mantra here. And it says, whoever hears, you know, the mantra, you know, it will prevent from untimely death. Okay. So there's the key reasons. So then, trouble about that, then I added number of mantras there. So, and you are there, you know, just hearing them, there's a lot of benefit. The good things that you are not going to lose anything, so you can, when you go out to the center, you'll be fine. You're not going to lose anything. So I'm going to recite this mantra with my devotion. Whoever hears this mantra has some benefit, okay? Jitin tamya tawa zaba me tamya zaba ma na jom zaba ngam yon tawa zaba na jitin sanje tsepa me la cha zela. It's on. Sanje tsepa me la cha zela om namo bhagavate om namo bhagavate abharamita ayun jala zaba na tata 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 arhate samya sambudaya te adam bune bune maa bune abharamita bune jana sumba roba tsiri. Om sarva samkara parishita dhamma dengangana samungate samama vishita maa na yipare vare so om namo bhagavate abharamita ayun jana. Sumbhune tita nizalazaya nalanganaya arahade samyasam buddhaya teyatambune bune mahabune abaramila bune abaramila bune nyanasam barobazide om sarvasam kara parishudin damade kangana samogade samogamishudin mahanaya pare varesam namabangavade abaramila ayunyana sumbhune tita nizalazaya nalanganaya arahade samyasam buddhaya teyatambune bune mahabune abaramila bune nyanasam barobazide om sarvasam kara parishudin damade kangana samogade samogamishudin mahanaya Pare varia so what means you some of one at him and a sebame or seva to me chida padum the chimid the new way. Sarakundo, sebame, the teacher in Yamato, the village, and then the kitchen of the woman, the teacher, but not my other one to the village. Say if Bosom Balasas or no, what you did, the other one of the other was the village, say if Bosom Balasas or no, what you did. Om Namo Bhagavate Abaramita Ayunjana Sambarobhajita Om Sarvasam Kara Parishuddha Dhamma Dengangana Samungade Samungade Abaramita Punyanjana Sambarobhajita Om Dhumsu Om Amit Ayunjana Sam Dhumsu Om Amit Ayunjana Soha Tujhe Kulanyo Bhe Chumde Desu Dhatume Guru Dungade Tukhsane Dhatame Jana Bhe Nuyo Yata Marasaya Tathangata Arahade Samya Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Bhe Gaze Bhe Gaze Maha Bhe Gaze Bhe Gaze Ranzasa Munga Desu Om Namo Bhagavate Bhe Gaze Guru Bhe Nuyo Yata Marasaya Tathangata Arahade Samya Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Bhe Gaze Bhe Gaze Maha Bhe Gaze Bhe Gaze Ranzasa Munga Desu Soha Chanchu